Overcast skies, 69 degrees in Wausau. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Friday edition of the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up on today's program, got a couple of terrific guests. Coming up in hour number two of the show, we'll be joined for our monthly visit by the mayor of Wausau, Katie Rosenberg. Plenty to talk about with Mayor Rosenberg. She'll be in after 9 a.m. this morning. And coming up in about 7 minutes or so at 8:15, it is our weekly Wisconsin sports segment. We'll be joined by Paul Micklick, talk about the Brewers making a bit of a move near the trade deadline yesterday. And the Brewers still in first place in the National League Central after taking 2 of 3 against Cincinnati. Gets set for a big weekend series against Atlanta. Packer training camp is underway as well. So plenty to talk about Wisconsin sports-wise with Paul Micklick coming up at 8:15. Also, how about last night? Holy cow, we got ourselves some significant storms here in central Wisconsin, as we just heard in our Civic Media News update. Part of Wisconsin has seen power be taken out, and power still out for a limited number of residents throughout the state of Wisconsin. But if you were looking at radar last night, when it's raining, you usually see light green, maybe dark green. Some of the heavier storms will get to yellow. But then once it gets beyond yellow, once it gets to sort of a mustard color, ooh, you start worrying a little bit. Then you get towards red colors. Uh-oh, then it's getting real significant. Then you're getting dark red numbers, and then even pink. And those are huge storms. And if you were looking at radar last night, you were seeing not only the red or the dark red, but you saw some of the pink, especially south central Wisconsin. But there were storms that were coming down in buckets here in central Wisconsin last night. Yeah, we have been looking for rain, looking for rain to get away from some of this drought conditions. But at the same time, boy, we had some significant lightning, significant thunderstorms, thunderstorm warnings here in Marathon County throughout the evening last night. Hopefully everything is okay in your neck of the woods. But again, it was a hot day, and then all of a sudden it turned into a very active night weather-wise. And today, not going to be quite as warm, looking for a high near 84 degrees. There is a chance of some more showers and thunderstorms as we get into the day. But the weekend looking terrific. Boy, oh boy, looking like it's going to be a terrific weekend for any outdoor activities you may have on your plate tomorrow. Mostly sunny skies, some patchy early fog, a high of 79. And then on Sunday, boy, again, the temperatures right where you want them. Upper 70s, not too hot. Be able to go out there, have some good outdoor activities. And on Sunday, sunny skies and a high near 78 degrees. Hopefully the weather will be good next week. Of course, it is Fair Week, Wisconsin Valley Fair, starting on Tuesday, going through a week from Sunday. Looks like early on in the week, when the fair gets underway, not too bad with mostly sunny skies and a high near 82. And then as we get towards the middle portion of the work week, looks as though a chance of some showers, maybe even some thunderstorms. And of course, when you're this far out, the weather changes. So if it looks good, it could might not be good. And if it looks like it may be stormy, it may change as well. But right now, it looks as though a chance of showers and thunderstorms, slight chance. Again, for the most part, middle part of the week, still looking for some sunny conditions, but when it warms up into the mid-80s like it is, you may have to keep an eye on that weather as well. So again, as we get into early next week, of course, we will keep an eye on the weather for those folks heading out to the fair. And also, of course, at 9:06 this morning, we'll again talk to our meteorologist, Jennifer Vuchiski, give you the details on the weekend forecast, and then early into next week with the start of the fair. We are going to take a timeout, then turn our attention to sports. Of course, again, as we get towards the end of July, about 2 months to go in the Major League Baseball regular season, and the Brewers in good shape right now, a game and a half ahead of Cincinnati in the National League Central, and making a move to try and improve their offense a bit at first base. We'll talk about that, the Packers and a whole bunch more. Wisconsin sports, talk with Paul Micklick coming up next. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Friday edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And Chad Holmes back with you here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:16, Friday morning. Yep, heading towards the weekend. As I said, looks like it should be a terrific weekend weather-wise. But, you know, if you have outdoor plans, maybe you have some sporting activities on your plate, but plenty of sports to talk about, Wisconsin sports, and very happy to, after a week away, to welcome back Paul Micklick, the Newman Catholic State Championship football coach who's getting ready for another football season. But you had a chance to get away from it all for a week and go off on a family trip, didn't you?
Yeah, we don't get to do those too often, so I was excited. Good time to get away and
see a different part of the country. It's always nice.
It is a different part of the country, that I can say, to say the least. But yeah, to get away with family and you know, to spend that time, and time goes fast. And
it goes fast.
It goes, you know.
Hard to believe it's almost August. It's insane. It's insane.
It really is.
As insane. I get older, it just goes by so fast.
I told the kids yesterday, the last thing I told them after camp was, you know, when you get 25 years old and you get told that time goes fast, you're like, yeah. And I feel that as you get older, time goes even faster.
See, wrap your arms around every experience because they slip away so quickly nowadays, I tell you.
Nothing's guaranteed. Exactly, nothing's guaranteed. Right. But, you know, I'm kind of, what do you call that? That you got the mayor on. She's more than anything, a terrific person. But, what's that? The precursor? What am I? What do I get?
What is the word of man?
It's not the encore, because the encore would be afterwards. It's gonna
we'll use a sports term. You're in the on deck, sir.
I'm on the on deck, sir.
Oh, no, she's
on deck.
You're in the...
I'm at the bat, I guess, is what the thing's. But
it's
whatever the case
may be. It's like a meal. It's like the, what's before the main dish? What do they call that? You know, it's like the appetizer.
As appetizer.
You're the appetizer.
Yes, I'm the appetizer. You know, so that's a good thing.
Appetizers are really good, too, though. That's the thing.
Yes.
Sometimes you'll have a big meal and you have the appetizer and you keep eating the appetizer and you won't have any room for the full, for the main course. But we will try to make sure there's room for both the appetizer and the main course.
That's good stuff that you have. Like I said, she's a great person more than
anything. Well, I know she'll be worried about coming after you because, you know, you bang it out of the ballpark like Carlos Santana will for about 15 times here for the Brewers in the
15?
Next few months.
You're really asking.
But let's talk to Crew because before we talk about the trade, we've talked about this. I mean, the pitching is amazing. This week against Cincinnati, again, I mean, the Cincinnati Reds are a good team. I mean, they're right there. And the thing about it is, as the Brewers and the Reds are now done, and the Brewers won 10 of 13 games, they're a game and a half ahead. I mean, that is the difference right now. I mean, if it's a 500 against Cincinnati, all of a sudden you're probably 2.5 games behind. But the pitching this week, even the game they lost, I mean, the pitching was, I mean, Freddie Peralta, I mean, on Wednesday, just, you know, just mowed them down. I mean, but all three games, this pitching, this again, this is, and I was reading on the trade deadline, most of these teams are just desperate to get pitching. Desperate. And the Milwaukee Brewers, every game they just throw out there. And you know, if the offense starts to, you know, pick it up just a little bit, like, you know, at times we've seen, but I just was so impressed this week with that pitching.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at from the last time we talked, they were going to start the series against Cincinnati.
Yeah.
So they had, and at the time, Cincinnati was tied with them or whatever in first place. So they played first place Cincinnati, Philadelphia, who's in the playoffs, and then the Braves, who's first place. And literally, you look at those series and you're like, okay, this is going to tell you if you're going to go in, you're going to go out, or you're going to put your chips in, or whatever the case might be. And then they play Cincinnati again this past week. So they were one pitch away from winning two out of three against all three of them.
Yep.
I mean, that's pretty amazing. So now, at this point in time, you got to go.
They've been playing well. They have been playing well, generally. I mean, they haven't put together the long win streak, but when you don't have offense that's consistent, that's going to happen.
Well, I mean, let's not kid ourselves either. The bottom half, one of the trades that I think they're thinking of is Woodruff is going to be a trade guy. Okay, so I mean that he's going to be in the rotation here sometime.
So you have an opening.
You got an opening. So that in theory they're picking up a starter.
You have a chip. You have a trade chip.
Well, because that's a guy that you're picking up in theory, and because you haven't had him all year for the most part. So that is what they're thinking, I would assume, on that. And the reason, the way you get five is you still got that bottom. They're doing good, the number four and five, but they also can do bad, too. I mean, and Julio did one that he didn't have a good game or coming out of break. But he came back and had a great one this week.
Right, right.
And then Rhea, same thing. He's going to be usually a 5-6 inning guy, 2-3 runs. So, which is not bad, which is good. I mean, but it's not, with that lineup, though, they're going to need runs. And I don't know if they're playing out of their mind, to be quite frank with you. Let's not kid ourselves. Yeah, they're playing over their head.
And I actually like the Santana deal because, you know, they gave up an 18-year-old prospect. Who knows what's going to happen there? And over the years, I mean, I've watched this for way too long. And again, I'm going to throw out this, you know, nobody will know what I'm talking about. But back when I was a kid, back in the mid-80s, there's a guy named Cesar Cedeno who was a pretty good player in the 70s and the early 80s, but he had been playing for about 13, 14 years. He was just mediocre in Cincinnati. It looked like he was just winding down. And I think it was 85, St. Louis traded for him. And he, right around this time, and he had the greatest two-month stretch. Basically, he took 10 years off his career. He came in. It was like, you know, he was playing for Cincinnati, who was about 20 games under 500 at the time. He went to St. Louis, and he just led them to the division title. They beat the Mets by two games, who had Doc Gooden. And that was the year before the Mets won the World Series.
Yep.
And, you know, sometimes these veterans, when they're in a situation where, you know, like, in Pittsburgh right now, they were, you know, they've been struggling. Santana, get that little juice going again. He's a guy that has shown the ability. He's played in pennant races with Cleveland in the past, and he's also known as a good clubhouse guy, which, you know, so that's always, you don't want somebody coming in there who's going to, you know, turn over the table if things don't go as well his way. Again, it looks like a minor thing, but it could pay off big time. Again, it may not because some of the underlying numbers I was looking at, his hard hit ball percentage is as low as it's ever been. But at the same time, that's a position where, you know, the old term, roll the dice. Roll the dice.
Do they have it? I mean, they don't have any other option at this point in time. Obviously, no. They made it clear that they don't like Keston at that position. So you got to get – now what you're doing is you're basically throwing things at the wall and seeing what sticks. Because now you're going to have three guys basically being able to play that position.
Carlos, who's going to get hot?
Who's going to get hot? That's what – I mean, so your odds go up that one of the three will get hot, and that's what you hope for. And he probably plays defense better than the other two guys, too. So that could help because that's what
he's
they want
to
do.
He's a middle-of-the-pack defensive guy. I mean
– Well, but the thing is, what do we have, though?
I know.
We have a guy that hasn't played first base before and now has gotten better. But to be honest with you, he maybe cost us a game or two.
Yeah.
One for sure that comes to mind. Yeah. And then Rowett, I don't think he's that great of a defensive player either. The thing is that they still have the DH position because sooner or later, the guy got rid of Winker. I mean,
went on the DL, the IL.
The thing is, did he have back spasms or did counsel say, you know what, I think you don't look good today.
You're back. 10 days off.
Yes. I mean, he did get a hit the other day, so they figured that it won't come for another month.
And that was interesting, reading the story after the game, and they were talking to him, and he had that big hit, and he said, well, they talked to him, and this is going to be his role now, and he's okay with it. And again, it sounds like he was going to be put into a position where he was going to be lucky to get a few pinch hit appearances. So, and
because he wasn't a good teammate last year.
I know.
Supposedly. Right. I mean, we don't know any of that stuff. But that's probably why they did talk to him.
Right. We want to make sure you're not going to cause any issues in that clubhouse. What about the Max Frelick?
Sal.
Sal. I'm sorry. Max. Sal.
Max. I don't know who this Max
three,
guy here.
Three letters. Max. He looks like a Max. No, Sal. But it was so fun watching that game Saturday night against, I don't know if you caught the game on Saturday night or you're traveling yet, against Atlanta.
I listened to it, yeah.
Okay. I mean, they're down 3-0. It's his first game. They got his folks are in the crowd.
Yep.
And, you know, he gets three singles and the sacrifice fly and the two catches at the fence in the same inning where he made leaping grabs. I mean, you talk about he could play 20 years and probably not have a game just like that, his first game. And he's come on and he had a home run after that. I mean, there's, again, you never know when it could be a trade. It could just be a guy who suffered a couple of injury issues in the minors but still a very highly regarded guy comes up and is able to jump right in.
Yeah, it was a cool thing was that Sunday before, we got to see him. We got to see him. We were right by the bullpen was right at the first base line, so we were right there in the front row. We got to see the relievers and all those guys. And Sal was obviously playing right field for him, so he kept on going there. He plays the part. But again, down there. And I know he was coming off injuries, but he was coming off of he was batting like two. I was looking at when their lineup came up for their Nashville, I'm thinking to myself, this looks like the Brewers lineup. There was nobody. I mean, Keston was the only guy over 300, and Sal was at like 230 something. It wasn't like he was ripping the ball off on there. He did have a couple hits that night, but it's crazy to think, but I don't know if he's the answer either. Now, the year before, he batted 311.
Right.
You know.
He looked like he was – I liked his approach, number one. I mean, sometimes you can just look at the approach. I like the way that the one time, I think it was his third hit, went the other way with the big hole. I mean, it's just, you don't see that anymore. These guys are all swinging for the fences, it appears.
Correct.
And, you know, being able to, you know, think at the plate. And the approach really kind of, again, such in baseball, we've talked about this in the past, you have to take a larger sample. It's just the way it is. I mean,
correct.
I mean, you can have a guy come up and go 0 for 12. Willie Mays, I think he was like 0 for 18 when he first came up.
Yep.
People have been throwing him on the bus back to the minor leagues. But, you know, it's nice to get a spark at this time of the year because it is truly the dog days as well.
Correct. And that's what you're looking for. I agree with you 100%. And, you know, the only thing when you do something like that, then they start thinking that that's what you should do all the time.
Right,
and that's the scary part about it because – I don't. They say he's a five-star tool guy, and kind of he's going to do that. So I want the best for him, but let's not think that he's going to be our savior either.
Right.
And
right.
They brought up Tora too, which he was playing first base the night that we saw him. I don't think he's a natural first baseman. So there's another guy that goes in the mix. There's four guys sitting in there that are trying to get. They're trying to just fill holes because that right field it was the worst in the major leagues.
Yeah.
I mean,
yes, it was.
So
yeah.
The bar's not. Sal could come out there and hit. You know, get a hit every 2 days, and he's going to look like. The man.
And play the defense like he did as well. I mean, like you said, a five-tool guy, be able to play defense as well. So come out there, do the job, don't be a negative. At the very, sometimes you don't want guys, just don't be a negative out there. Be an even keel guy who's going to pop up once in a while with some big hits.
But the funny thing is that he goes all the way from, I think he batted that first night, he batted sixth or seventh. But so this whole week he was cleanup. I'm thinking to myself, here's a guy that was batting 234, 235, right. Only one home run, and 93 appearances after his injury going into that. Now, he did have a great week before he got called up.
Yeah.
But he had, in 93 plate appearances, he had a double. That was it. That was his only extra base hit before he got called up. I mean, I shouldn't say that, before that week that he...
That's insane.
I think he had like five hits on that Tuesday night in AAA. But he had one hit, one extra base hit, and he's our cleanup.
But it was a hand injury, or I forget what it was. They were talking about it. That can take time, when you come back.
Mr. Positive, Chad Holmes? Come back and who is this guy? Where is Chad Holmes?
Speaking of Mr. Positive, I mean, watching, the MVP, the left fielder.
Yelich.
Watching him, it reminded me, again, of back when he was dangerous, where every ball felt like it was going out of the park. There were a couple of long fly balls over the weekend where his swing, I mean, the guy looks like a different player right now to me. I mean, it really is amazing how, his one little adjustment at the plate, it looks like the confidence is back completely with the guy.
Correct. And the only thing that I think that I'm not seeing quite yet is his pull power. Where it was quite yet, because he always had that. He had both. He could do both. He could go left field, right field. He could go both ways. And now,
really turning on it.
Yes, he's not really turning. Now he's turning on like singles and stuff like that. You're seeing, right. But that power to the pull side. But he is. Now, he's honestly when he comes up, you're thinking, hey, something good's gonna happen. Let's start it.
And back when he was struggling, it just felt like his swing. It felt like there was doubt. Now he is going through that zone like he used to. That's really fun to see.
It is, and he's carrying that offense here for a while now, and let's see what he can do. And they need another couple guys to go with him.
And that's be interesting to see
because you go through that Cincinnati lineup. They had like four or five guys. Philadelphia, Atlanta.
And the thing about that was nervous to me as well. If you look at the numbers of some of those Cincinnati pitchers, they were terrible. And they still were not getting a lot of offense in that series. And that's like, I thought going in, because he's one of the stars, 6-point-something ERA, right? Like, and they still don't get any offense. That's, worrisome. Because as you said, I mean, this pitching, it's going to be good, but boy, you're asking it to be great. Historically good. I mean, that's like, it's crazy.
What do you think about Willie? I mean, do they move him out of that three spot? I know he has 17 home runs.
He's got to stop getting hit in the head with pitches.
I'll tell you this for now. If I would have got hit that time, again, I don't know if I'd come back.
Again, but I mean, he got hit in that rally the other day when,
No, it was huge. Yeah, I mean, it was bad.
I know. He had the one just a few months ago. I mean, it's like, man, I mean, it's like, that has to be a factor. I mean, it would be a factor with me, and I'm not saying. I mean, it's like, you stay in there. I remember when we played ball. It's like, it takes a little time that time. But I don't know. I mean, he's a guy that I think is one of those leaders within the team. He's a good clubhouse guy again, but it comes down to the numbers. But in terms of where they're putting him in the lineup, it's like. But then again, like you say,
who do they have?
Exactly. Why you don't want to completely, you want to make sure if you make a move like that it actually is a net positive.
Correct. So, I mean, if you look up the middle of shortstop, second base, and center fielder, when they have Weimer in there and Terang and Adames in there, they have like three guys that are batting 200 or less.
I know, huh?
I mean, just think about that. At major league, would you have ever seen that 10 years ago, 15 no. years ago, 20 years ago.
It's like the 1970s, because back in the 70s, used to be they would always have, in the NL especially, but even in the AL, you'd have a shortstop that hit about 180. But he was a good glove guy.
Yes.
You would actually be okay with it, and then that went away. And now it's like the Brewers, I kind of said, oh, well, Euchre would be like the sixth best hitter. His 200 career batting average.
That's why Euchre likes that team so much.
We got to take a timeout. We're going to come back, talk some more Wisconsin sports. Packer training camp is underway, and a bit more as well. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, coming up in hour number two, we'll be talking to our meteorologist, Jennifer Vucicki, about the weekend forecast at 9:06, and then after that, we'll be joined in studio for our monthly visit with the mayor of Wausau, Katie Rosenberg. And right now, we are talking Wisconsin sports with Paul Miklik, and you brought it up in the break, and I had almost forgot about it. The big news of we have different thoughts on Brett Bielema, the former Badger head coach who left for Arkansas, then kind of bounced around for a while now at Illinois. And Jim Leonard, of course, was the Prince of Madison, and everybody assumed that, I think, for a while that he was going to be the next head coach of the Badgers. But then Luke Fickell came in, and, of course, great pickup for Wisconsin. But now this week it was announced that Jim Leonard will serve as an analyst. And for folks who don't know what that is, it's basically almost like a part-time job working with the coaches, not really even working with the team itself. So it's not, I would say, a huge thing, but it's basically keep his toe in the water before he makes his next big move. But but I tell you, it shows that Brett Bielema is a better guy than you give him credit for, that a guy like Jim Leonard would go in and work with Brett.
If you think that Brett Bielema
wonderful
is
man.
A good guy.
Wonderful guy.
He might be a good coach in your things, but if you think that he is, and I'm not saying he's a bad, but I've heard stories about that guy. But that's nor here or there. But that's playing, you know, some people play chess and some people play checkers, and I give him credit that he's trying to do everything possible in this situation. It's probably the best case scenario. You got a first year defense coordinator,
another former Badger,
and so you have a guy that now can come Sunday through Thursday. And what do I always tell you, Chad, that the work is done during the week, it's not done on game day,
right?
Okay, so he can work with the coaching staff during that time frame, and you know, Thursday he can go back. You know, and now I'm not saying that he's going to or he's not, but I can see him not even moving. I can see his family staying in Madison.
I bet you that's the case,
because you're talking about from now until, because I think he starts.
he could be zooming it.
Yes, correct. So, I mean, that's because he's basically said that after Thursday, he'll be able to go spend time with his family, you know, until Sunday again. So, my guess is this is a perfect scenario for him, and it's good for him. You know, I'm happy for everybody, and it works out for everybody.
So you're not saying he's being disloyal going to Illinois?
Well, I mean, the guy's got to move on with his life. I mean,
and the thing is, the Badgers made their decision.
Badgers made the decision. He's got to make his decision. I do kind of find it interesting you say that was, and you're gonna get mad at me at this.
Uh-oh.
You said it was a great hire. Do you know that was a great hire already? Have we played any games yet?
It's got people excited.
Okay.
I think.
Well, and I'm not saying it's not a good hire.
And also, again,
but great is pretty big.
And again, you know, all of us who have no idea what these four stars mean or whatever they mean, you know, oh, man, they got so-and-so from Alabama to come and play in 2024. You know, it's like, you're right. I mean, it's how many times have you, it's sort of like saying you won the press conference. You win the press conference, that's one thing, but you have to win on the field. And it's going to be interesting when they do. I think something else you said, about the divisions that are going away after this year, they got to take advantage of it this year. There's so much chaos right now in the Big Ten Conference. It feels like the Badgers need to take advantage, win that division, get to the conference championship game, and then see what they can do there.
Because their schedule sets it up. That's exactly. Why, I think that's why they're saying, hey, you know, he's going to win a national title. And again, not saying we're winning a national title.
This could be one of their best chances.
But if you look at the schedule.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I think that's why these people aren't, they're not dumb. They see the schedule. They see how it's lined up.
And the whole thing about usually when you get a new coach is because you're in a rebuilding project. This is not a rebuilding project. They had a tough year last year, but they could have easily still been, I will argue to my last breath that if Chris had stayed on, they would have still had a much better record, because I think all the chaos did not help that program last year.
Correct.
I think that that's still a good football team. You got one of the best running backs in the country. You got a quarterback who threw for incredible numbers at SMU. I mean, there's no reason why this team should not be a ranked team, and maybe even more than that this year.
Yep. I will say about the quarterback, the three games that he played against defenses that were in the top 50 were not impressive.
And I don't know if you saw this as well, but I think during either the spring game or one of their big spring scrimmages, he threw four interceptions.
Correct. And I'm not saying he's not going to be great.
But it is a transition going from, I think it was Conference USA to the Big Ten Conference.
Because you don't have a day off.
Exactly.
I mean, that would be the difference.
And it's also, I mean, it's better athletes. And I would say better coaching, because as you know, you face a good coach, they're going to find your weaknesses.
Yep.
And I think in the Big Ten, there's so much pressure to win. There's not going to be any slackers in the Big Ten Conference.
Well, I don't know how many. What conference did you say it was again?
Conference USA. I slammed Conference USA. So you're going
to No. Conference USA. No, I'm going to say is I don't know how many teams in a Conference USA.
Or actually, the American. I think it is
American.
Yeah, the American. You're right.
But again. To be honest with you, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
My point being is, I guarantee you, they don't have the money that they're hiring somebody to be a defense analyst.
That's very true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I mean okay, Texas does
exactly.
It with Chris. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you're getting these guys who are head coaches in power conferences who have been very successful. Hey, come on down and just be another set of eyes, a set of ears.
Yes.
And be able to help us out. Packers. Packers started training camp. It is so funny, again. The first day of camp, there's a story out there. Well, Jordan Love was having trouble with the wind.
it was windy out there.
I know it was windy, but it's just so funny that, you know, we're you have people picking at everything in the first practice. And I saw, the old Channel 7 sportscaster, Caitlin Sharkey, who's now down in Chicago at WGN, and she was at the Bears training camp, and she tweets out about a great throw that was made in 7-on-7. but people want that. I mean, I don't blame anybody for writing
that.
Exactly. They know that the people that are following them and watching them want that in-depth information. But again, it's going to be. And I was actually a little surprised this week. The Packers had their shareholders meeting, and Mark Murphy was talking, and he was asked, "Well, how long is it going to take to figure out whether or not Jordan Love is?" And he kind of hemmed it hard, and then he says, "Well, about half a season." I'm thinking, "Holy cow, that's a pretty short timeline to figure out whether or not Jordan Love is." Because I mean,
I think what they two things. Number one is, I read an article this week, and you know, this kid's gonna be successful.
I do too. I think.
Again, I'm not gonna sit here and say how successful, or whatever the case might be.
The third straight Hall of Famer.
That's not. Yeah, correct. I'm not even saying any of that.
That's a good quarterback. The beginning.
But his makeup. I'm gonna tell you this right now. Nothing is going to faze him. Nothing is going to face him. And again, I'm not saying it's going to be for the good or for the bad. It might not, but nothing is going to face him. He's gone through more in his life. He's not one of those guys that's going to come over here and was pampered all his life. He's had to go through the same struggles that every single one of us has to go through every single day. He's a normal guy. He's a normal kid. And he's going to go out there and he's going to do some good things. That's the only thing I guarantee you that I will say. Again, I'm not saying he's going to win all these games. I'm not saying the Hall of Fame. But he's going to be successful, and I'll tell you this right now, I'm rooting for him.
I am too. And if a guy can survive being coached at the college level by Gary Anderson, he's seen a lot.
Now you're going back to this Gary Anderson stuff. Yeah, I'm going to tell you this right now.
I mean,
guys, that's Gary Anderson was trying to do the exact same thing that these guys are doing right now. They're trying to change the offense. But why? Tell me now why is it okay?
No. What Gary Anderson? I don't care about Gary Anderson changing it. Gary Anderson was telling fibs about Joel Stave and McAvoy, Tanner McAvoy, in terms of deciding who the quarterback was going to be. He lied to our my hero Joel Stave and ruined his season.
I want you to find out where Joel Stave is. I wonder what he's doing nowadays.
I'm sure he's. I'm guessing he's doing a heck of a lot more than Gary Anderson is doing right now.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. And I have no problem with Joel Stave either. I mean, he went through a lot too, and he did a good job
yeah,
with him.
Gary Anderson.
Gary Anderson
was not truthful to his quarterback, and as a coach, you should know that. You know, you can't be
correct.
That
but the thing is, that's not why most people did not like him.
Well,
he was coming in there and trying to do stuff that wasn't Wisconsin. The funny thing is now.
You're right.
Right? I mean, and now we're changing the whole offense. This is not, and I haven't really heard a peep about it.
Well, we haven't also gotten to the games.
That's why I'm saying is you can't say it's a great hire yet I know. Because we don't know. If it was a great hire for recruiting purposes,
right.
Then yes. But we don't know what's going to happen. If they come out and they're 5-6 or 5-7 or whatever the case
may be. They may be a whole lot more exciting, but if you don't win, it doesn't matter, right?
Yeah, what's the difference if you win 17-10 or if you lose 42-35? Exactly. I would take win at 17-10.
Oh, absolutely.
And again, and I'm not saying that I want to see that. I would rather see it.
But you want to see it. We got to get some evidence in here before putting him on the Wisconsin Mount Rushmore, right?
Well, you're going to have a picture or a plaque of him right next to Barry Alvarez when you walk into Camp Randall already exactly. If it was according to you.
Oh, according to me. Give me a break. Unbelievable. But we miss anything? Anything else on your mind that I didn't ask about here? That as we get towards August and real busy time, because once you get to August, boy, things really start to heat up.
It does, and you can sit here and talk about things all day. I mean, with the Big Ten and the NFL, and then I think we should make real fast.
What's your take on Rodgers giving all that money back to the Jets?
See, I was going to say is that I think we should make it a pact that we don't use his name anymore. we don't use his name. It's that quarterback, former quarterback, and because you know what, I wish him the best. Whatever, but again, he's out of our mind, out of our sight, sitting here and talking about something that, we can blast him either way and it's not going to matter, or we can, say great things about him. It doesn't matter. Nothing that matters with him. He's gone. They're trying to do what they're trying to do. He's trying to make a point. They're going to do everything possible to get, they got whatchamacallit coming in this week, Cook coming in.
I saw that. That would be interesting because that guy he's going to produce wherever he goes.
You think so? Because he didn't really produce last year.
He had more than 1,000 yards.
Running back, he's done.
Oh, he's done. All right. Well, over under total number of catches between Alan Lazard and my mind's freezing again. The old guy, Randall Cobb. Over under for the Jets this year with their man, because he wanted his Lazard. He wanted his Randall Cobb.
Cannot have more than 30 catches. Right?
I'm thinking very low.
I mean, Lazard maybe 50, so you're taking 80?
Maybe, because Lazard's made a lot of money. I would say Aaron Rodgers made that guy a lot of money.
He's the king of five-yard catches. That's what Lazard is.
Because we talk about separation. That man never got separation.
No.
But he was a big guy. He was able to use, his size, but he needs a quarterback that would be able to put the ball in a very tight window.
And this is, again, this is a whole other subject, and not on there, and you're talking about that offense. Sean Payton, literally, I've never seen something before, rip apart, hack it, and that's Aaron Rodgers' guy.
He said the worst coaching job he's ever seen.
Have you ever seen that ever in major sports? Anybody ever say something like that about somebody? I never have.
I know, and the thing is, I have to look on the schedule to see if Denver and the Jets play.
Week four.
See if...
in Denver.
Oh, man.
So that's going to be awesome.
I wonder if Hackett will be in a booth or on the sideline. Could people be throwing tomatoes at him?
But my point being is that, so you know why Rodgers liked Hackett, I think? is
because he let him do what he wants to do.
Bingo. So that's what. So that's the only thing.
Yeah, whatever you want to do. But one other, we're almost out of, we are out of time. But one other thing, when I saw the Sean Payton, it's just amazing how some people can just fail miserably and then just get right back on the horse, and other people you don't hear from again.
I mean, you think he's failed
in Denver?
Sean Payton?
No, I'm talking about Hackett.
Okay. He gets mad, and he's
an offense coordinator, basically in charge of the offense in New York. And if Aaron Rodgers leads him to a Super Bowl, he'll be back on that list for a head coaching job very quickly.
100%. And the thing is, the offense coordinator job he got in Green Bay, he didn't do anything in Jacksonville.
Right.
Exactly. So how did this guy get a job?
Nepotism.
Yeah, I knew. I was setting you up for that.
And that's a whole different kettle of fish. All right, we got to wrap it up there. Have a good week.
You have a good week, Chad. And again, enjoy your with the mayor. And hopefully I did all right before.
I think you did fine. Paul Micklegg joining us to talk Wisconsin sports. We'll take a quick timeout. Come back with more Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, great to talk to Paul Micklegg. Also, you know, he's getting ready. They'll be starting practice very soon. In fact, practice for the 11-man football teams begins next week, following week for the 8-player teams. We are just 3 weeks away from the start of the 2023 high school football season here on Bull Falls Radio. Once again this year, we are covering live play-by-play Wausau West Marathon in New McCafick. And in order to continue being the only Wausau radio station that does bring you play-by-play of high school football and high school athletics, we need the support of our sponsors. And if you are somebody that would be interested in supporting our broadcast, please give our Bull Falls Radio sales team, Nathan or Luis, a call. You can call Nathan or Luis. Get the information. We're not making you commit right without even knowing what the details are. But if you'd like some information on our advertising packages for high school sports here on Bull Falls Radio, you can call Nathan or Luis at 608-977-0539. That's 608-977-0539. And again, it's just about getting some information and be able to help support our broadcast, because we do feel like it's very, very important to continue covering local activities. And whether it's activities or events or sports, very important here at Bull Falls Radio. In fact, coming up on Tuesday of next week, it will be the 1-year anniversary of Bull Falls Radio. Yep, it started on August the 1st of 2022. And it'll be our 1-year birthday coming up on Tuesday. It's been quite a year. We're looking forward to a big year in year number 2. We'll be moving to our new studios downtown very, very soon, and a lot more on the plate as well. And we'll be talking about that as we get into year number 2. But again, if you are able to help us with our broadcast of high school athletics, please give Nathan or Luis a call at 608-977-0539. 608-977-0539. We're going to take a break, come back after a CBS News update, also a Bull Falls Radio News update with Melissa Kay. We'll be back at 9:06, have our daily weather discussion with Jennifer Vucicki, talk about what to expect weather-wise for the weekend. And then coming up after that, we'll be talking to the mayor of Wausau, Katie Rosenberg. That's all coming up in hour number 2 of the program. Chad Holmes Show. Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.